The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
In the United States, today is Veterans Day. If you're a veteran, thank you for your service. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Thursday, November 11th, 2021, Thursday of the 32nd week in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 1. Thursday is a day to pray the luminous mysteries of the Rosary, and today is the memorial of St. Martin of Tours. Born about 316, he was forced at the age of 15 to serve in the army. Martin became a Christian catechumen. He was baptized at the age of 18. After great difficulties, he was discharged and went to be a disciple of Hilary of Poitiers. Martin became a monk, living first at Milan, later on a small island. When Hilary was restored to his see following his exile, Martin returned to France and established what may have been the first French monastery near Poitiers. The people of Tours demanded that he become their bishop. He reluctantly allowed himself to be consecrated. Martin rejected the principle of putting heretics to death, and as his own death approached, Martin's followers begged him not to leave them. He prayed, "Lord, if your people still need me, I do not refuse the work. Your will be done." Let's offer this day to the Lord, and St. Martin of Tours, pray for us. My Lord and Father, inspire my thoughts, words, and actions, and accompany them with your aid, that I may undertake all my activities according to your will and out of love for you. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that people who suffer from depression or burnout will find support and a light that opens them up to life. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. In 10 days' time, on Sunday the 21st of November, we will be celebrating the feast of Christ the King, bringing to a close almost the ordinary time of the Church's calendar, and just a week before the beginning of Advent. And the theme of the Gospel for today's Mass is along the lines of the Kingdom of God, and I suspect that we have it precisely to prepare us for the feast of Christ the King. And the Gospel begins with some Pharisees coming up to our Lord and asking him about the Kingdom of God and when it was to come. Perhaps kind of they're expecting that it was going to come soon with kind of a, let's call it, fireworks and spectacle. But Jesus tells them, knowing this, Jesus says that it won't come in that way. It won't be the kind of coming that people will say, there is, or look over here, fireworks and drama. Because Jesus says, you must know the Kingdom of God is among you. That's very different from this kind of fireworks approach. And the Lord goes on, he says, a time will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man. You will not see it. They will say to you, look here, or look there. Make no move, do not set off in pursuit. For as the lightning flashing from one part of heaven lights up the other, so will the Son of Man when his day comes. What our Lord is talking about here, I think, is the fact that we, you and I, love spectacles, fireworks, bread and circuses. It's very true how much we love to hear about drama, the latest Netflix series, Squid Games, or whatever it might be. And we tend to think that the kingdom of God is something like that, dramatic, fireworks, very entertaining, really. And Jesus is saying, well, if we're doing that, if we are looking up into the sky, waiting for drama and fireworks, we're going to miss the kingdom of God. Remember, elsewhere, Jesus gives out, really, to people who are looking for these spectacles, because he says to them, unless you see signs and wonders, you won't believe. Signs and wonders, signs in the skies, huge miracles. And when we're like that, Jesus is saying, well, you're missing what the whole kingdom of God is about, the kingdom that you, Lord, came into this world to bring. Incidentally, this is why I think people get obsessed with the end of the world. And even good Catholics sometimes get obsessed with the apocalypse. Because I suppose in some way, it's the ultimate fireworks show, and it's all for free, so even better. Jesus says, when people start talking about, you know, it's the end is nigh, Jesus says, they will say to you, look there, look here. Make no move. Do not set off in pursuit. In other words, he's saying, don't pay them any attention. Don't get caught up in all that end of the world stuff. Because he says, when it comes, you'll know all about it. There won't be any doubting. Because like a light going from one end of the sky to another, as the lightning flashing from one part of heaven lights up the other, so will be the Son of Man when his day comes. So forget about the speculation. When the time comes, you know all about it. So don't pay them any attention. Don't get caught up in that stuff. Because that is not where the kingdom of God is. It's not in some celestial fireworks. Rather, it's right in front of us, in very humble things. And I think a story from the life of the saint that we celebrate today, Saint Martin of Tours, French saint, is kind of very illustrative in this regard. The answer is hidden there, I think, in this lovely story that is told about the life of Saint Martin. And it's a medieval account of his life and tells about when Saint Martin was a Roman soldier. That's how he began. And he was going along on his horse. He was an officer. And he encountered a half-naked beggar at the gate of the city of Amiens in northern France. And the beggar was looking for alms. And what Martin did, because it was freezing cold, what Martin did was took off his military cloak, a heavy woolen cloak, and he chopped it in half. And he gave half to the beggar. But later that night, the beggar appeared to him in a dream vision and revealed that he himself was in fact Christ. So the kingdom of God was in that half-naked beggar that Saint Martin of Tours encountered along the road. So Jesus, in fact, says in today's gospel, for you must know the kingdom of God is among you. The kingdom of God is in that half-naked beggar. Martin of Tours was very generous in trying to help this poor beggar keep warm and did an act of great service. And this reflects what Christ says about himself and his kingdom. Because remember, Jesus says that he came into this world not to be served like some very powerful king, but in order to serve. And that's why the church says the kingship of Christ is an unusual kingship. Because it's a kingship of service, not of being served. And every member, all of us members of this kingdom, are in fact servants, not rulers kind of lording it over people, but the exact opposite. And the members of this kingdom sees everybody else as Christ coming to us. We have to treat people as we would treat Christ himself coming to us. There's a lovely story told about St. Teresa of Calcutta, a very simple thing. Well, it's not a story because she tells this on video. And when she's asked, because I saw it, she's asked, why did she give up so much, give her whole life, to help the lowest of the low, the poorest of the poorest people in Calcutta, people that had been abandoned even by their very own families. And what St. Teresa of Calcutta did was to lift up her hand, one hand, and she would show the five fingers on her hand, and she would say five words, and she would spell out on the fingers of her hand, "You did it to me," the five words from Jesus. "When you did it to the least of your brethren, you did it to me." So it might be a thing for us to live the next 10 days in preparation for the feast of Christ the King, thinking of this kingdom that you, Lord, came into the world, this wonderful but hidden kingdom, not a kingdom of spectacle and fireworks and drama, but a kingdom of humble people, of needy people, beggars, of our own family that we live with, people that need us, and see in all of those people, see Christ coming to us. And think of those words of Teresa, quoted by Teresa of Calcutta, "You did it to me." Let's ask Our Lady, Mother of the Church, Mother of Christ the King, to help us to be very like her Son, to really want to see her Son in other people and to serve them, seeing, as Martin of Tours, as he saw, seeing Christ himself coming, asking things of us. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
More of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 15 past the hour. This is Daybreak. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's join the whole church in prayer. Now we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ, Chief Shepherd of the flock. Alleluia.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hand.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Alleluia. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship Christ, Chief Shepherd of the flock. Alleluia.
Their own strength could not save them. It was your strength and the light of your face.
It was your strength and the light of your face.
We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you, yourself, in days long ago.
To plant them, you uprooted the nations. To let them spread, you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land. No arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them.
It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you, we beat down our foes. In your name we trampled our aggressors.
For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Their own strength could not save them. It was your strength and the light of your face.
Turn back to the Lord. He will not hide his face.
Turn back to the Lord. He will not hide his face.
Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will.
You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale.
You make us the taunt of our neighbors, the laughingstock of all who are near. Among the nations, you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision.
All day long my disgrace is before me. My face is covered with shame at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Turn back to the Lord. He will not hide his face.
Arise, Lord, do not abandon us forever.
Arise, Lord, do not abandon us forever.
This befell us that we had not forgotten you, though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows and covered us with the shadow of death.
Had we forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to another God? Would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long and are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Awake, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Arise. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our oppression and misery?
For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up. and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you foretold that we would share in the persecutions that brought you to a violent death. The church formed at the cost of your precious blood has even now conformed to your passion. May it be transformed now and eternally by the power of your resurrection.
Arise, Lord, do not abandon us forever.
You will hear the word from my mouth.
You will tell others what I have said.
From the book of the prophet Daniel. It was the first year that Darius, son of Ahasuerus, of the race of the Medes, reigned over the kingdom of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, tried to understand the scriptures, the counting of the years of which the Lord spoke to the prophet Jeremiah, that for the ruins of Jerusalem, 70 years must be fulfilled. I turned to the Lord God, pleading in earnest prayer with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, "Give ear, O my God, and listen. Open your eyes and see our ruins and the city which bears your name. When we present our petition before you, we rely not on our just deeds, but on your great mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, pardon. O Lord, be attentive and act without delay. For your own sake, O my God, because this city and your people bear your name." I was still occupied with my prayer, confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, presenting my petition to the Lord my God on behalf of his holy mountain. I was still occupied with this prayer when Gabriel, the one whom I had seen before in vision, came to me in rapid flight at the time of the evening sacrifice. He instructed me in these words, "Daniel, I have now come to give you understanding. When you began your petition, an answer was given, which I have come to announce, because you are beloved. Therefore, mark the answer and understand the vision. 70 weeks are decreed for your people and for your holy city. Then transgression will stop and sin will end. Guilt will be expiated. Everlasting justice will be introduced. Vision and prophecy ratified. And a most holy will be anointed. Know and understand this from the utterance of the word that Jerusalem was to be rebuilt until one who is anointed and a leader there shall be 7 weeks. During 62 weeks, it shall be rebuilt with streets and trenches in time of affliction. After the 62 weeks, an anointed shall be cut down when he does not possess the city, and the people of a leader who will come shall destroy the sanctuary. Then the end shall come like a torrent. Until the end, there shall be war, the desolation that is decreed. For 1 week, he shall make a firm compact with the many. Half the week, he shall abolish sacrifice and oblation. On the temple wing shall be the horrible abomination until the ruin that is decreed is poured out upon the horror." The word of the Lord. Look down from your holy dwelling place, O Lord, and think of us. Turn your ear toward us, my God, and listen.
Open your eyes and look on our distress.
O Lord of hosts, restore us. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved.
Open your eyes and look on our distress.
From a letter by Sulpicius Severus. Martin knew long in advance the time of his death, and he told his brethren that it was near. Meanwhile, he found himself obliged to make a visitation of the parish of Candace. The clergy of that church were quarreling, and he wished to reconcile them. Although he knew that his days on earth were few, he did not refuse to undertake the journey for such a purpose, for he believed that he would bring his virtuous life to a good end if by his efforts peace was restored in the church. He spent some time in Candace, or rather in its church, where he stayed. Peace was restored, and he was planning to return to his monastery, when suddenly he began to lose his strength. He summoned his brethren and told them he was dying. All who heard this were overcome with grief. In their sorrow, they cried to him with one voice, "Father, why are you deserting us? Who will care for us when you are gone? Savage wolves will attack your flock, and who will save us from their bite when our shepherd is struck down? We know you long to be with Christ, but your reward is certain and will not be any less for being delayed. You will do better to show pity for us rather than forsake us." Thereupon he broke into tears, for he was a man in whom the compassion of our Lord was continually revealed. Turning to our Lord, he made this reply to their pleading. "Lord, if your people still need me, I am ready for the task. Your will be done." Here was a man words cannot describe. Death could not defeat him, nor toil dismay him. He was quite without a preference of his own. He neither feared to die, nor refused to live. With eyes and hands always raised to heaven, he never withdrew his unconquered spirit from prayer. It happened that some priests who had gathered at his bedside suggested that he should give his poor body some relief by lying on his other side. He answered, "Allow me, brothers, to look toward heaven rather than at the earth, so that my spirit may set on the right course when the time comes for me to go on my journey to the Lord." As he spoke these words, he saw the devil standing near. "Why do you stand there, you bloodthirsty brute?" he cried. "Murderer, you will not have me for your prey. Abraham is welcoming me into his embrace." With these words, he gave up his spirit to heaven. Filled with joy, Martin was welcomed by Abraham. Thus he left this life a poor and lowly man, and entered heaven, rich in God's favor. Happy this man who did not deceive, nor judge, nor condemn anyone.
He spoke only of Christ, of his peace and his mercy.
Here is a man whom words cannot describe. Death could not defeat him, nor toil dismay him. He neither feared to die, nor refused to live.
He spoke only of Christ, of his peace and his mercy. Let us pray. O God, who are glorified in the Bishop Saint Martin both by his life and death, make new, we pray, the wonders of your grace in our hearts, that neither death nor life may separate us from your love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour, we'll listen to today's gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. On the memorial of St. Martin of Tours, I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord cautions against the false prophets. It's from the 17th chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
Being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, Jesus answered,
"The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, 'Lo, here it is,' or 'There.' For behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you."
And he said to the disciples,
"The days are coming when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, 'Lo, there,' or 'Lo, here.' Do not go. Do not follow them. For as the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation."
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Well, Jesus said that people would know us by our love for one another. And that's not just a nice thing. It's an absolute necessity. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 5, Ordinary Time. A brother who is helped by his brother is like a walled city. So says the book of Proverbs. We may well imagine the tremendous external difficulties which threatened believers in the earliest days of Christianity. Probably one of their strongest modes of defense was the charity they practiced towards one another. Charity makes us as solid as a fortress wall, able to sustain any assault. The New Testament is replete with encouragement in this regard. For example, St. Paul wrote to the Galatians, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." When we see that our brothers and sisters are weighed down by difficulties, we have to be ready to share the load, no matter how heavy it turns out to be. This is the sentiment to be found in a letter from St. Ignatius of Antioch to his disciple St. Polycarp. "Bear the infirmities of all, like a master athlete. The greater the toil, the greater the reward." This responsibility is shared by all Christians. Each believer has to be on the watch for the welfare of others of the faithful, especially those in his or her immediate circle. St. Augustine has written, "They are your servants, my brothers, whom you will to be your sons. They are my masters, whom you have commanded me to serve if I would live by you." Our earnest determination to help others will bring us out of ourselves. It will expand our heart. We cannot excuse ourselves from serving others for lack of time, through fear of becoming involved, or because of worries of one kind or another. We have to be concerned about the health of others, about their rest, about their peace of mind, about their spiritual life. Sick people deserve even more attention than almost anyone else. Let us give them extra moments of our company. Let us show a real interest in their speedy recovery. We should encourage people to sanctify their suffering by helping them to pray as much as they are able. The practice of charity can give us a fortitude like that manifested by the first Christians. This can be of great consolation when we encounter obstacles to the faith in our own day. We need to look out for one another in such a way that no one feels lonely in time of trial. This is supernatural common sense. If a city is to be defended, then the people throw up a great wall of fortification. A constant guard is mounted. But if any tiny area is left unprotected, without a doubt that is where the enemy will strike. With the support of fellow Christians, we will make of ourselves a walled city, a strong fortress. Together we will find the strength and energy to surmount any difficulty that arises on our path to God. If we were acting alone, this kind of security would be nearly impossible. Yet sacred scripture tells us, a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Charity gives us strength. A brother who is helped by his brother is like a walled city. Think for a moment and make up your mind to live that brotherhood I've always recommended to you. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 15 minutes before the hour, time to pray. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Martin, priest of God, the kingdom of my heavenly Father lies open before you. O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed, I remember you. On you, I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings, I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Martin, priest of God, the kingdom of my heavenly Father lies open before you. With hands and eyes raised up to heaven, Martin never ceased praying, Alleluia.
With hands and eyes raised up to heaven, Martin never ceased praying, Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
With hands and eyes raised up to heaven, Martin never ceased praying. Alleluia.
Filled with joy, Martin was welcomed by Abraham. Martin left this life a poor and lowly man and entered heaven rich in God's favor. Alleluia.
Filled with joy, Martin was welcomed by Abraham. Martin left this life a poor and lowly man and entered heaven rich in God's favor. Alleluia.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor falls for all his faithful.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Filled with joy, Martin was welcomed by Abraham. Martin left this life a poor and lowly man, and entered heaven rich in God's favor. Alleluia.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider how their lives ended and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
On your walls, Jerusalem, I have set my watchmen to guard you.
On your walls, Jerusalem,
I have set my watchmen to guard you. Day or night, they will not cease to proclaim the name of the Lord.
I have set my watchmen to guard you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
On your walls, Jerusalem, I have set my watchmen to guard you.
How happy is that man whose soul gains paradise. Angels rejoice, archangels sing praise, the company of virgins welcomes him, choirs of saints call out to him, stay with us forever. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. How happy is that man whose soul gains paradise. Angels rejoice, archangels sing praise, the company of virgins welcomes him, choirs of saints call out to him, stay with us forever. Christ is the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. Let us praise and thank him as we pray.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Christ, you decided to show your merciful love through your holy shepherds.
Let your mercy always reach us through them.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Through your vicars, you continue to perform the ministry of shepherd of souls.
Direct us always through our leaders.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Through your holy ones, the leaders of your people, you served as physician of our bodies and our spirits.
Continue to fulfill your ministry of life and holiness in us.
Nourish your people, Lord.
You taught your flock through the prudence and love of your saints.
Grant us continual growth in holiness under the direction of our pastors.
Nourish your people, Lord.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who are glorified in the Bishop Saint Martin both by his life and death, make new, we pray, the wonders of your grace in our hearts, that neither death nor life may separate us from your love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes with John and Glenn. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. Central or on the app. In the meantime, you go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.